Hello and welcome back to Two Blondes, One Pod. I am Chelsea.
And I'm Haley.
Happy Monday. Thanks so much for listening. Today we have a fun episode for you. We're doing things we don't care about.
I'm so excited for this.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. It's a little TikTok trend that I almost wanted to do on TikTok, but then I was like, no, like let's bring it to the podcast.
Make a whole episode of it.
Yeah. So anyway, here we are. But first, let's do life updates as always. Do we have any?
Yeah, I have a weekly update. It's a real shitty one, but my AC went out this week.
I forgot.
Yeah, it went out last weekend during Utah's 105 degree heat wave. And I was like, why is my house like not getting below 85? Like, I'm so confused. Well, our AC unit is 23 years old because that is how old our house is.
Yeah.
And we have replaced our water heater and our furnace in the last like 6 months. Mm-hmm. And then now we just replaced our AC. So we better be staying in this house a long ass time because we have invested.
Yeah, not the AC, furnace, so and water heater all going out within the same year.
Yeah, and that's insane. While the husband is gone.
Oh, of course.
Can never be while they're home.
Yeah, that's the rule. Never. They have to be gone.
It's the life rule.
And you had to replace your dishwasher, too.
Yeah, let's not forget. True. And I had to replace multiple things on my car.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So it's been an expensive last few months for me.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, but it's all good. We have... Yeah. Air now. That's important. And you know what? Now we like shouldn't have to think about it for the next 10, 15 years.
The next 23 years.
Let's hope. Let's hope that long.
Yeah.
Actually, let's hope I'm not here by then.
Yeah, you won't be here by then.
Yeah, what about you? That's all I had.
Oh, nothing other than, well, mine's shitty too.
Oh,
just
no.
Been taking care of sick children. Well, I have been Halloween shopping.
Stop it right now. Why am I not out Halloween shopping with you? Because I am like, you are the Halloween gal.
Love Halloween.
I am like trying to learn to be Halloween mom.
Okay.
Halloween has like notoriously, my mom hated Halloween.
Okay.
And so growing up, I just think like once I became an adult, I was like, oh, I hate Halloween. Because like my mom hated Halloween.
Why does mom hate Halloween?
I just think like she had six kids. She hated having to buy six costumes and like all the candy. Like I just think it was just such a headache, you know?
Fair enough.
And she's not like, I mean, I think she maybe made us like a couple of costumes, but she's not like the most like crafty. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I think like that played a role in it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I don't know. I just have always been like, I don't really like Halloween for like no real reason. And then I feel like once Vivi turned two, I was like, oh, wait, this is fun. Mm-hmm. But like I'm starting at ground zero with Halloween decorations because.
Okay, well, I'm telling you, this is your best friend. And everyone else, you need to be Halloween shopping in July. And I know that sounds ridiculous, but you need to be going Halloween shopping, scoring all the good items.
Okay.
If you're going Halloween shopping in October, slim pickings. It's going to be dry.
Like, it's always me at the Target dollar section. Like, what can I buy? These little tiny pumpkins that only last one season.
Exactly. Yeah. I am telling everyone, as your best friend, you need to be shopping for Halloween in July. I know it sounds ridiculous, but then you're going to get out all your Halloween stuff in October and you're going to be like, wow, I have cute stuff.
Yeah.
And you're going to have all of like the viral items that no one can find. Like I cannot tell you how many items I have found this year. Not that I've like bought them all, but how many I've seen in store that were literally viral.
Last year. Oh, really?
Yes. And you could not find anywhere. And I'm just like, wow, like I can't believe I'm seeing them with my eyes because no one could find them last year.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah. Didn't you post about one the other day? I don't know if it was a viral one, but it was like a cute ghost that you posted. Yeah. So cute.
Yeah.
Where are like your top places to buy said Halloween decor in July?
Yeah. Home Goods.
Okay.
You need to be going to Home Goods. They're still like, I mean, they definitely don't have all the Halloween stuff they're going to have yet. They like restock every week though. So there will be like new stuff coming in all the time.
Okay.
So Home Goods is so fun. I did like look over TJ Maxx. They have a little bit of stuff, not a lot yet. Michael's has really fun stuff right now. They have a whole, I don't even know what it's called, like a groovy ghost collection or something. Oh. But it's like all pink and orange decor.
Stop. I really want to do pink and purple this year.
Okay, you need to go to Michael's because they have like that collection and everything is so cute, but Michael's will start to put everything on sale.
Okay.
Their items aren't on sale yet. They're kind of like Hobby Lobby where like I feel like everything is always on sale.
Do right. you know what I mean? Yeah, like, yeah. Like it's always the holiday discounted. Decor is always yeah. like
40% off, but right now it's not. So wait.
Okay.
Until it is. Okay. But they have really cute stuff there right now. And they also have really cute like little Halloween village stuff there right now.
Yeah.
I know. And I'm like, so do I do a Halloween village this year? But I have nowhere to put it.
I feel like just put it like on your island, like kind of around your sink area.
No.
Get broken.
We don't put stuff on our counters. Don't you know this about us? That's my true. Toaster is your in a cupboard.
House, your whole house is clean girl aesthetic.
Yeah, my toaster is in a cupboard.
Yes.
We're not allowed at my house to put
that
stuff on the counters.
Would be Vince's like perfect living situation, to be honest. He doesn't mm-hmm. really like things on counters either. In the kitchen at least. But I was thinking this year of going for like a witchy vibe. Mm-hmm. And so if you see anything like cute and witchy, you'll have to.
No, let me tell you, the cutest thing I just bought is like this basket, like I don't know if wicker is the right word, but okay. It's like a big witch hat. It's like this big, and it was so cute from Home Goods for $15. And I am not kidding, that is one of the items that I bought this year that I was like, okay, this was like a big deal last year. Like yeah. people were like searching for hats like that, and then like how cute would it be if I tied like, because it's black, how cute would it be if I tied like a cute velvet black bow around it or something?
Yeah, so cute.
I'm so excited.
Fun. I know. Yeah. You're making me more excited. So. Yeah.
I know. Sorry. I know people get icked out by Halloween in July, but I love it. We do Halloween year round at my house.
I was going to say, I just feel like honestly with holidays now, it's either you like get with it and you shop for things months ahead because that's when stores put things out, mm-hmm. or you don't. And like you said, then you get the leftovers. So you just have to decide like, what do you prioritize? Yeah.
What type of person you are.
Yeah.
Also, PSA, buy your Christmas pajamas now.
Oh yeah, I need to do that.
July or August, you need to be buying your Christmas pajamas.
Where do you get yours again?
I've gotten mine at like the Children's Place, okay. Old Navy. Burt's Bees has really cute prints every year.
I was gonna say, I did Burt's Bees like 2 years ago, I think.
Yeah.
They're so cute.
Yeah, so I haven't bought any yet. I actually haven't, like Burt's Bees hasn't released their Christmas pajamas yet, but like July, August, buy your Christmas pajamas.
Okay, fun.
Yeah.
What I like about Burt's Bees too is they have cute like gender neutral prints, like Vivi and Kale can match, mm-hmm. you know?
So cute.
Yeah, because it's so fun having girls and like getting to match them all the time.
But I know, but then I never get to buy, because we do like full family Christmas pajamas.
Oh, yeah.
And we never get to buy like the cute like pink gingerbread ones because David's not going to wear those.
Yeah. David, suck it up. He ruins
everything. You know, he ruins everything.
Come on.
We always have to buy like plaid every year.
Well,
something.
If David ever gets deployed, then you can wear your pink on the year he's gone.
Perfect. Yeah.
Sad but happy. You have to look for the silver linings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, is that all? Pop
yeah,
culture?
That's all. I loved that was our weekly update.
Yeah, same.
10 minutes later. Yes, pop culture. I only have 2 things this week, and they are both reality TV. Do you have anything other than that?
Nope, it's probably the same.
Okay.
Oh, well, no. We won't talk about that. Okay. Go on.
Okay, you sure?
Yep.
Okay. I was just like looking for pop culture, and I was just like, nothing I really cared about, to be honest.
Nothing free. Oh, wait, can we touch on Gypsy Rose's pregnancy like a little
bit? Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so apparently, I just want to touch on it a little bit. I've seen that. So wait, they live in this in the state of
Louisiana.
Yep.
Louisville.
Louisiana. Okay. Apparently in the state of Louisiana, no matter who the baby daddy is, whoever you're married to, like that child is legally theirs.
Oh.
Okay. So she, and also you can't get a divorce while you're pregnant. Okay. So apparently the divorce is going to be stalled until that baby is born, and then they will have to take a paternity test, which I'm sure they were going to do either way, but to make sure that the baby is Ken's.
Interesting.
Because until further notice, that baby is Ryan's. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, and I bet he's loving it. Mm-hmm. You know, he's loving the fact that he's like, legally, this baby is mine.
Yeah. So anyway,
I would love to hear like if he like thinks the baby is his or not. Because does he have a TikTok? Like, has he said anything?
Of course. Have you not seen his TikTok lives?
No.
I've been every night. Out. Goes live
Are
every night.
Are you serious?
Absolutely, yeah.
Wow.
Goes live so every like, night.
I'm here for it.
Talking so much crap on Gypsy and Ken.
Wait, really?
Every night.
Okay, I gotta log on.
Yeah,
I need to go follow him. That's so funny. I'm also scared.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. Now reality TV. I just wanted to throw that in there.
Yeah, I just have Bachelorette and Love Island.
Okay, which one first?
Let's do Bachelorette first.
Okay.
How are you feeling?
Okay, so I chose violence this week.
Okay.
And in the middle of the night, I decided to Google who won the Bachelorette.
And then proceeded.
And the person who wins is... No, I'm not going to tell you. But anyway. Anyway, I won't say anything.
Yeah.
But...
And Chelsea told me.
Yeah.
I was going to say and then proceeded to tell me. Well, but I told her
you
to.
You told me to tell
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I told her to.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, let's just talk about like Devin and Aaron. I feel like that was like what the whole episode revolved around.
Yeah.
Both of them are disgusting and annoying.
Yeah.
I don't want to look at Aaron's pearl necklace ever again.
Oh my gosh. That was so bad.
What is he doing?
So bad.
They have to know that's ugly.
Yeah.
Like, he has to know, like, coming on the show, like, I'm going to wear this pearl necklace just so people remember me by that. Okay. So, anyway.
Yeah.
The pearl necklace. Horrid. Also, what's his name? Thomas? The one Asian man getting involved?
Yes, Thomas.
They're all three of them just ridiculous.
Stupid.
Why are they all three still there?
Yeah. I was going to say, if I were the Bachelorette and the producers said nothing, like had no say, I would be like, goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
Goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
See you later.
Well, I thought for sure that Thomas was going to get sent home because I'm like, okay, I can see them keeping around Devin and Aaron to be in the 2-on-1.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, totally.
Or whatever. So if their feud proceeds.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Whatever. They're annoying. Yeah. Also, I'm convinced the one man I care about in this season of The Bachelorette is Marcus.
I care about two.
Okay.
I still Dylan.
Okay.
The one that got extra time at the end of that date, whatever date that was.
He is cute.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't like see them together long term. Like, and I said this last episode, like he wasn't ever someone that I was like, oh, they're going to like go the distance. But I just think he's such a sweetheart. Like he just has such a sweet, like calming nature.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, he's a little boring for reality TV.
That's the problem.
But he's so nice.
With being such a nice, non-dramatic guy.
Yeah, but
I don't want to show you.
I was going to say, but like Marcus, I think, sells it a little better because I think he also has all those qualities, but then he also has this like amazing story.
Exactly.
And I mean, the story is really amazing. Like it made me cry. I don't know if that's just because I'm like military wife or what, but I was just like.
No, exactly. I was like, wow, such a soft spot in my heart for Marcus.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like. He is like, okay, I'm going to say Love Island terms. Like, he's not my type on paper. Like, wouldn't go for him in the real world, you know.
But would I date him? Probably.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think, like, I just think he's, like, emotionally mature.
Yeah, for sure.
At least so we've seen so far. And I just think he's, like, actually been through, like, real life shit. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of these men have, like, never experienced real life. Cough, cough, Devin and Aaron, like...
Cough, cough.
Just embarrassing. But yeah, I love Marcus too.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a sweetie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anything you wanted to touch on?
Literally, I just said love Marcus and Dylan. Hate Devin and Aaron. This is my note. Even the way Devin yawns is obnoxious to me. He yawned like 6 times last episode and it was so obnoxious.
Okay. He looks like he got compared to Pete Davidson in the episode, which that's what I was saying when I was watching it. I was like, he looks like Pete Davidson to me.
Yeah.
You know who he also looks like to me?
Ew.
Scooter Braun. He looks like
a mix.
I
don't know who that is actually.
What?
Who is that?
He's like Taylor Swift's biggest enemy. Justin Bieber's old manager. Ariana Grande's old manager.
Oh,
Demi
my
Lovato's
gosh. Yes.
Old
wait.
Manager.
Okay. I didn't know that was his last name. I didn't know he had like a thing.
Oh, Haley. Sometimes. Sometimes.
I know the issues with JB's, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He looks like Scooter Braun to me.
Yeah. I could totally see that.
Yeah.
Ew,
he's just
so
not
ick.
Cute. Yeah. He's just not.
He's not. And it, like. Here's the thing. When Aaron was upset that he like stole Jen away for ice cream, I thought that was stupid. I was like, he can do whatever he wants.
But Jen going back to eat the ice cream at the end was so
relatable. My gosh. I know. It's so funny. I was like, that would be me.
Yeah. While the men are fighting.
I was going to say, actually, I really like her.
Yeah.
I think she is a little like head in the clouds, but like, I think she's very adorable.
Yeah.
And like, just lovable.
Yeah.
And like, I'm actually really enjoying like watching her so far. So she hasn't really annoyed me yet. Mm-hmm. So That's good.
Yeah, great.
My mind has been changed, you know? What was I saying before that, though?
Just when they were arguing.
When Devin stole Jen away for the ice cream and Aaron was like so mad about that. I was like, that's so dumb. Like,
yeah,
it's fair game. Like, if he wants to do that, like, whatever. But then, Devin, why do you have to be an immature little boy and like pop in on Aaron's time two times?
No, them going back and forth was so embarrassing.
It was embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it was so bad.
And also, it's so annoying to me because Aaron is Noah's twin brother. And it's like, did he give you no pointers before you went on the show? Like, you have to know you're making yourself look so dumb. And maybe he is just so he can get more screen time.
I know.
Like, I don't know their reasoning behind everything they do, but he looks so dumb.
So dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just, it's like hard to really put my finger on it because I'm like, yeah, maybe he's just kind of like a little seed planted in there for drama. But then at the same time, like the way he comes across, I'm like, you're just stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know.
Yeah.
It's I don't
annoying,
know. Annoying we'll see how far he makes it. And we'll see like what comes of his journey outside of this. Like if he goes to paradise or, you know, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. Paradise. That's never happening.
Paradise 2025. Yeah. Maybe. We'll see. That's all I had though.
Okay. Well, Love Island.
Love Island. Okay. Last week, I was like, I have two top favorite episodes every season. And I said, we're coupling after Casa Amor and the movie night.
Uh-huh, movie night.
But I totally forgot that I have three.
Okay.
And the third is the Heart Race episode. How could I ever forget?
The Heart Race episode.
It's so good.
Had my heart rate skyrocketing.
And I'm sorry, but it was the girls for me. I was like, oh,
no,
my.
It was the men for me. Well, it was both of them.
Yeah, I mean, it was both.
This is my first heart rate episode.
Yeah.
Ever. And I'm shocked they do that every single season.
Oh, yeah. It's like so trash, but I love it.
So trash.
Yeah, it was so good. I loved it so much.
It was so funny.
Who would you say your like favorite performances were?
Okay, well, just sticking out in my brain right now, Janae.
I was like, that's what I was gonna say.
You could be a legit stripper.
Yeah, and she would be making
bank.
Bank.
Also, I thought Cordell was so stupid. I was embarrassed for him.
I was dying laughing.
I was like so embarrassed.
What like possessed him?
I'm about to say something. I don't know how you're gonna react because I get mixed.
Bracing myself.
Yeah, I get mixed
feedback on this.
Feedback.
Okay.
Miguel is the hottest man there.
Okay. I would say he's number two for me.
Okay.
Don't hate who my number one is. Don't hate who my
number. Don't say Rob.
I'm sorry.
No.
I'm sorry.
If I have to watch that little biatch roll his eyes one more time.
I know.
Do you know people want Rob and Leah to get back together?
I do.
No, you don't. If you have any respect for Leah at all, you will not wish that upon her.
Okay, but what about for Rob? She
don't
has
care.
Been just as
don't
bad.
Care.
Actually, she's been worse.
No, I'm so sick of Rob.
Yeah, I'm so kind of sick of Leah, but also I'm here for it because I love the drama. No, I love Rob, actually.
No.
I feel like the way he handled Leah during movie night was really like applaudable.
It was really good.
Yeah. And actually, I think the way she handled it was also very good. Mm-hmm. Like, taking a little accountability. Good for you.
Fair enough. I just am so sick of Rob and Aaron.
They're both just very highly dramatic people. But don't you feel like Rob has actually given Aaron really good advice?
Yeah. Weirdly.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. I'm like, I think the toxic person is Aaron. I think the way Rob 100%. Acts around Aaron sometimes is questionable. But Rob around other people is not so much that way.
Yeah.
And so I kind of saw him in a different light after Casa Amor and the advice that he was giving to Aaron surrounding the Kaler situation. Instead of Kendall, who I love, being such a little freaking weirdo.
Yeah, he was weird.
And so immature. But like Rob was like doing kind of the opposite, and so like that's when I started to like him. I was like, oh, maybe I like you.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sick of Rob.
Yeah, Miguel is so hot. So
thank you.
He's so
Praise.
Hot. I think like on a paper, Miguel would be the most my type.
Same.
Yeah, he's very attractive.
That man is fine.
Yeah.
I
and his so, heart.
So
rate.
Yes, I loved him.
Yeah.
In that.
Chelsea's like,
he's hot. Yeah, because he's hot. Also. Aaron and Kaler are out for me. Bye.
Oh, they suck. Both
Kaler crying. I'm just so grateful to be here. No, stop crying. Enough.
fuck, Aaron? If I have to listen to that one more time.
One more time. One more time.
Did you see, do you follow Chicks in the Office on Instagram?
Yeah.
Okay, they got to go to the villa.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And they were doing like a bunch of reels, like making kind of like fun of people and just like reenacting scenes from this season of Love Island. And they did one with Fock Aaron. It was absolutely hilarious. They are so funny.
Yeah, they're funny.
But yeah, they're obnoxious. And I hope that this last, oh, actually, I don't know if you saw this, but like, did you see when they put everyone in a lineup based off of like America's Favorites or not? Have you seen that yet?
Is it?
It might have been in this very last episode.
Well, is it because someone's going home? But yeah. They haven't shown who's going home yet?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I've seen because they're not in the top four.
Okay. Yeah. So you've seen that they're not in the top four. Okay. So yeah, you have one more episode to catch up on then.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're not in the top four. I wonder if that was like a reality check for them. That like,
I'm sure. Guys, but they're not coming off well.
Guys, this is not working. I think it was a little for Kaylor because she made a couple comments the next episode.
Okay.
So you have to watch that. But
yeah.
I'm just like, dude, like if you, Kaylor, like if you can't see it by now, like I no longer have sympathy for you. Mm-hmm. Like he's just going to, he is for sure going to screw up in the outside world. You guys live in different countries.
They are not going to last.
No.
They will try to be together.
Oh, yeah.
But it's going to last like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so, too. So. I hope, because my fourth favorite episode is when all the families come. And
wait. Have you seen Kaylor's mom's comments?
No.
Okay. I'm trying to think of where they were. I saw this on a TikTok. So I'm trying to think of where she left the comments. If it was on like Kaylor's page or on Love Island's page or whatever.
Real or something.
But she wrote like paragraphs going off like, Kaylor, like you can do so much better than Aaron, and just like she hates Aaron, and so it is going to be so interesting.
I mean, imagine being Kaylor's mother.
Well, I know, watching literally like day by day in real time,
yeah,
her go through this relationship,
yeah,
horrible. Also, how are these families just watching their children do the heart rate challenge?
I don't know. Part of me, I'd be like proud because I'm like. Wow, could never have the confidence. So raised you right. Mm-hmm. But the other part of me would be like, questionable behavior.
I just think a lot of parents are like, what's going on?
Yeah. Honestly, they probably, the dads for sure skip through. The dads probably skip through a lot.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
That'll be a good episode.
Yeah, it's such a good episode. I love it so much. I can't wait. I really hope some of the parents roast a little though, because I feel like sometimes in past seasons they've really given people the benefit of the doubt too much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Watch out for Kaylor's mom. She hates Aaron.
Good. Can't wait.
Yeah.
Can't wait. Oh, and then there's like two-ish new bombshells, Harrison and
Cassie.
What
do you think of Harrison?
I think Harrison's so hot, but the more like they show of him, the less hot I think he is.
That's how I feel too.
Like he's like Viking status, but then like you keep getting to know him and you're like, oh, you're actually like kind of a big ick.
Yeah, I don't think
like,
he's very hot.
There's something weird. I don't know.
Cassie, I'm just like, why?
I think so. I watched her last season. Mm-hmm. I literally couldn't even get all the way through that season because it was so just like horrible and immature.
Like three episodes of that season.
It was horrible, right? Like that's Bergie season, right?
Yep.
Yeah, terrible. I just still think she's really immature. I do not think that like her and Rob are gonna be like a thing. Like it's not gonna be a long lasting thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
So whatever. She's whatever for me.
Well, I personally hope Rob and Leah don't end up back together. Just personally.
Yeah, I would love it. I mean, she literally loves like snakes and insects. I'm like, she's perfect for him. The perfect toxic couple.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that is all I have. So shall we get into this week's meat and potatoes?
Let's do it.
Okay, I'm so excited.
Okay, so first of all, well, this is a submission episode. So we had you guys write in things you don't care about.
Yeah.
So we're excited to read those.
And boy, did you guys deliver this time.
Yeah, we had a lot of submissions.
We have been saying for weeks, like, we need people to submit. If you want to do submission episodes, like, those are the juicy ones. Those are the fun ones.
Yeah.
And you guys listened. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
I'm really excited.
Yes. Thank you to everyone that wrote in. But first, we thought it'd be fun if we each said things we personally don't care about.
Okay.
So.
Do you want to go?
Yes. Okay. Okay. So starting off strong, I do not care what you name your baby.
Like just in general, like when people post their baby name, you have like really no thought about it?
I mean, no. Okay. Yeah. Let me explain. I do have opinions, I guess, on what people name their babies. But if you come up to me and if you told me you named your baby Ray of Sunshine, Heavenly Angel, I would be like, wow, I love that name.
Yeah, so great.
The most perfect name. Because I don't care.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm never going to be the person to tell you that I don't like your baby name.
Oh,
because,
yeah.
Because number one.
Rude.
Number two, it's no one's business. Yeah. Certainly not mine.
Yeah.
I don't care. Mm-hmm. I love that for you. I love that Francesca Fargo said she wants to name her baby Afternoon. Go for it.
Oh, wait,
girl.
Really?
Yeah.
I could totally see that.
I'm never going to hate on someone's baby
Afternoon.
Name list. Yeah. I mean, sure.
She's obviously not a mother yet because afternoons are horrible.
Well, whatever. I just, you know what I mean? It's like, sure, I'll have my own opinion in private in my head, but I'm never going to tell you. Yeah. I will always tell you I love your baby's name.
Yeah. And I mean, oh, see, I would come about it as like, oh, that's so fitting for you. Like, I cannot hide what I truly think. So they would know for sure that I did not like it. But I would try really hard to put on a brave face because honestly, some of these baby names, CPS should be called like so bad, so bad, literally abusive.
I could not care less.
Yeah, that's so funny. I like agree and disagree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You next.
Okay. I do not care how many grams of sugar something has. I do not read the label. I do not give a fuck. Like literally if my yogurt, I literally saw someone post like the yogurt that I used to eat and they're like, I love this yogurt, but it has 15 grams per, bitch, you are eating yogurt. Applaud yourself. We are not tracking the grams of sugar in our yogurt. Okay.
True. Goodbye. You know what? True.
Goodbye. And okay. Hot take two. I don't for my kids either. Yeah. I just like, if they want a snack, they get their snack. And then at their meal times, they get their meal. I'm not like sitting there being like, okay, you've had 12 grams of sugar already today. Like, can't exceed 15. So can't like, you know what I mean? Like, no. My kids ate 3 popsicles today.
Yeah,
so.
If people could see how much sugar my kids eat. CPS would be called.
And people have made judgmental comments to me. And I just do not care about mine or theirs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I kind of don't either now that I'm thinking about it. I'm like, yeah.
I don't care.
Okay. Next for me, I do not care about gas prices.
Oh.
Period. I couldn't even tell you if gas is $5 right now, $1. Like, I don't know. Well, I think it's like $3 something. The thing is, I'm going to have to drive.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to buy gas.
Yeah.
Period. Facts. What am I going to do about it?
Yeah.
What am I going to do about the gas prices?
Yeah. Yeah, you're not going to start riding a bike. Like,
no. Me?
With your two children in tow. 15 minutes away from the closest grocery store.
I just don't care.
Yeah.
Like, David will come home and be like, did you see gas prices? And I'm like, nope.
Nope. I just swipe the card, baby. I totally do. And it is something that, like, lives rent-free in my brain. I should be more like you. Because, like you said, at the end of the day, we're going to be paying for it. Mm-hmm. Is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Can't change it.
Yeah. I'm like, what am I going to do about it? God drive.
Yeah. Facts. So, I love care. That. That's a good one. Don't judge me, people. I do not care about changing my clothes after the gym.
Okay.
So, you know, we're at the gym, sitting on all the equipment everyone else sits on, sweaty, whatever. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And then I come home, sit on my couch, sit on my bed. I don't care.
Yeah.
I literally don't care. We'll stay in them all day long.
I don't
won't
judge you at all.
Sleep in them.
Yeah, I don't sleep in them.
Ick. But I will stay in them all day long.
Yeah, I'm not judging you at all. Because these are things I hadn't thought about, but like same.
Yeah.
I don't come home and really change.
Yeah.
Like, I mean.
Which is funny though, because like in the winter after, if I like take my kids to a museum, I will change their clothes.
Mm-hmm,
but like, never mind.
Well, it's because of the germs.
That's true. And they're just like. Grosser. Yeah,
it's different reasoning.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. No. Good. Okay. Cars.
Okay.
I don't care. And this is specifically like the car I drive.
Okay.
Because David is always like, what if we got you a 4Runner? What if we got you this car? And I'm just like, will it get me from point A to point B and not break down?
Yeah.
Great.
I don't care.
Yeah. That's all I care about.
Yeah.
Is to have a reliable car. I don't care if it's a Honda Civic.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's a Tesla. Don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the same way.
I could care less about cars, period.
Yeah. That's me too. Yeah. I do not care what car I drive.
Yeah. Same. Yeah.
Agreed.
Anyway. Yeah.
I do not care about separating my lights from my darks in laundry.
I almost put this one.
Really?
I've never done it and I've never had a problem.
Me either. Although I do use color catchers.
Oh, only, I have a couple times. Yeah.
Yeah. Only because I have like a few white, like workout like items that are like Lululemon that I'm like, oh, I'll be so sad. I'm not like, can't be affording to like replace all my Lululemon. Mm-hmm. So those I'm like, I don't even separate them though. I just throw a color catcher in there. And I've never had an issue.
Yeah.
And the times I've forgotten, I've never had an issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I almost put that on my list.
I love that.
Don't care.
I thought you were going to grill me for that. No. I don't know why I thought you would care about that.
I don't know.
Learning new things every day.
Yeah. Okay. Next. How you gave birth. Or what you feed your baby.
Okay.
Those are like two separate things,
yeah.
I guess.
But, yeah, like kind of correlated.
Well, I mean, I want to hear your birth story.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it all day long.
Yeah.
But I don't care if you had an epidural. Yeah. I don't care if you gave birth naturally in your home at a birthing center, right. At the hospital. I don't care.
Right.
If you had your baby in the toilet, I don't care.
Yeah.
Love that for you.
Yeah.
Also, do not care what you feed your baby.
Yeah.
And I'm never going to ask you what you feed your baby. And don't ever ask me what I feed my baby.
Yeah.
Also, because from someone who really wanted to breastfeed and failed miserably and got judged for feeding her baby formula, you're just never going to get it from me.
Yeah. Only people who have like had a tiny baby feeding them formula in public and seeing people's stares, like, yeah, you don't really get it until you do.
I just don't understand why it's even a conversation.
So, yeah.
At it's all. Just period. Not fun. Why does it matter?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I also don't care. Not that I'm like everything you're saying. I'm like, let me also tell you if I care about it or not. Sorry.
No, that's what we're here for.
But I also don't care about what people feed their baby. I like really don't care about what people feed their baby. That's for dang sure. Birthing. I also do not care how people give birth. I just care that people have proper education and know their options with giving birth. Because I've had so many friends who have had a first baby C-section that was so unnecessary and have had VBACs after that, that I'm like, it's just so unfortunate. And then they turn around, they're like, yeah, it's because my doctor like really didn't give me any other option. That's the stuff that I care about. But like, I don't care if someone was like, no, I know everything and I'm like electing to have a C-section, go off, like go ahead. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't care, nor do I judge, but I just care about like people knowing, you know, all the different options and making sure they're not being like taken advantage of.
Yeah, no, fair
enough. Woman to woman, you know?
I feel the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My next one, I do not care about drinking my calories.
Oh.
I would drink all my calories.
Wow.
Literally would drink. If I never like had to chew up food and swallow it ever again, would not care.
Okay.
Would get all of my calories through drinking them. Love smoothies, love soda, love coffee, love matcha, love all the drinks. Would survive on drinks if I could.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm the opposite.
I know. I feel like most people are.
I also love drinks, but I'm going to drink zero calorie drinks.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
I know. I see you.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, I feel opposite.
But the only one that I won't actually drink calories on is actually soda, but I will put coconut cream and all the syrups in there.
Well, those are free calories.
Yeah, those don't count. Just don't look up the calories in your MyFitnessPal because it's like actually shocking how many calories those all add up to be.
I won't do it.
Yeah,
those are free.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, absolutely. Especially if you're choosing the diet soda, free.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Especially. Okay, last one for me, and then we will do your last one, right?
Yeah.
And then we'll get into submissions.
Okay.
Okay. Purchases under $5. Equal free. Yeah. Also free.
Yeah.
Yeah. Free. If I go to Target dollar section, I'd be loading.
Oh, yeah. You're like, free. $3? Free. $200 later.
Yeah. $4.99. Perfect.
Oh, my gosh.
Freezies.
Yeah.
Yep.
I know. I, like, saw on, like, a reel that someone's like, I don't care about things under $10. And I was like, yeah, same. And then I was like, no, ho, you're lying to yourself. Because every time I go to Starbucks, I'm like, ouch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that hurt. Like, that $7 drink really hurt.
Yeah. Going over $5 for specific things matters.
Yeah.
Under $5 for anything, free.
Literally. Even just, like, getting my kids like a treat to get through the grocery store. I'm like, $5 for a little thing of candy? Don't care.
Oh, yeah.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up all the grocery shop. Yeah, no, I love that. It's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, the last one that I do not care about. Sorry, not sorry. A big sorry, not sorry in advance. I do not care about family obligations, especially surrounding holidays.
Oh, I love this one.
I want to spend, this is hard because obviously I'm in a marriage. I have other people's like opinions to consider, and living close to family is also different. Mm-hmm. But if it were up to me, I do not care that people want me to come to their house on Christmas. If I want to stay at home and be in my pajamas all day long and watch my children open Christmas gifts and literally never leave my house, I want to be able to do that. And like not feel any pressure of a family obligation, especially traveling for holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible. And like along with that, I do not care about rigid family traditions surrounding holidays either.
Mm-hmm.
Like if 1 year I want to be in Cabo on Christmas, I want to be in Cabo on Christmas. If the next year I want to do the Polar Express train with my kids, great. Like I don't care about doing the same thing every year.
Yeah. I think that's great.
So anyway.
Yeah. Do your own thing. Me. I love that.
Now I just got to convince Vincent.
Oh.
You know.
He cares?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think he does care more than me. You know, mm-hmm. Don't want to speak for him. But I think like, yeah. And I think his family, and I mean mine is too, but like they're pretty like traditional when it comes to stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, no like shade on them or anything. But there are just some years that I'm like, I just want to be in my jammies all day long. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, those were good. Okay. Well, time to judge everyone else.
Ooh, can't wait. Let's... Love when it's someone I don't know so I can really tell you how I feel.
Okay. First one, politics. And we had 3 submissions for politics.
Uh-huh. Oh, like 3 separate ones?
Yeah.
Okay.
From 3 different people. I agree and disagree. Okay. I honestly, like if we were just having like a casual conversation, I too would say I don't care not one bit about politics. Yeah. The older I get, why do I have something to say? Why?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't about most things, but some things.
Yes.
Especially like, well, we won't bring it up, but like with what's happening right now in the news, like we all know what I'm talking about.
Right.
It's just like, I care about that a little bit.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just like certain things.
There are certain circumstances.
Yeah.
Yeah. That are alarming that you're like, okay.
Yeah.
That I mean, care about.
But for the most part, I don't care either.
Yeah.
I hate politics.
I agree. I think in casual conversations, honestly, I'm just like, I hate hanging out with people that's all they want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. It drives me crazy because I'm like, I don't know. It's just like not that deep. I don't know. But I also just think like something that I have like such little control over, I just can't spend a whole lot of time being so emotionally attached to. So like, honestly, 3 years ago, I was very passionate politically. Mm-hmm. And just like through my whole life transition, I've just been like, honestly, there's just more important things in life to worry about.
100%.
So,
yeah. Totally agree.
And I think like becoming a mom and having little kids, just like when in the day do I have time to like stress about that?
Never. Like,
and honestly, my friends who do stress about it, it really takes over them.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's hard to like come back from that spiral. And I'm like, yeah, you just gotta...
Yeah, move on.
Yeah, can't think about it too much.
Yeah, it's like gas prices. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
exactly.
Okay, oh, my so next good. One. Santa. This what? Person does not care about Santa.
Ew. What the fuck?
Okay, so I had her explain.
Okay, but I'm sorry. I hardcore judge people that don't do Santa.
Oh.
Because they're like, I don't want to lie. If you don't want to do it because you're like, I just don't want the fuss of it. And I just don't want like, it's just too much work. Okay, totally get it. But if you're not doing it because you don't want to lie to your kids, oh my gosh, get over it. They'll be fine. How many people do you know that have like a traumatizing like coming, you know, Santa coming out like, mm-hmm. you know, memory? Like so few people.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm so judgmental. But,
no, yeah. I had her explain. And okay. She's like.
So this is someone you know.
Yes.
Sorry.
And she's not like one or the other. Like,
okay.
Like I hate the idea of Santa. Like okay. He's traumatizing. Or like Santa's the most magical thing ever. It's just kind of like, like if my kids like.
Are excited about it.
Know about Santa. Like that's fine. like type of thing. You know what I mean? She just doesn't care.
Wow.
Yeah. So
I care about Santa and I'm an adult.
I know.
Santa better be coming for me too.
I know. I care about Santa. I yeah. love to use Santa against my children.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Santa's important.
Yeah.
Santa's important for my parenting yeah. methods. So.
Yeah. Facts.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. So anyway, Santa.
Wow. Shocking.
Next one. Unfollowing people on Instagram.
Like they just don't do it? Or no, they do it and they don't care that they do it.
Yeah, I think that.
I wish this were me.
Me too.
I yeah. wish. There are a few people right now in my life that I'm like, I want to unfollow you so bad.
But this is why the mute button is beautiful.
I know. And it is. And it is. But like, I don't know. I think for me, it's like partly, and this is like, I'll work through this in therapy. It's like partly a control thing because it's kind of like, hey, now you're like disappeared. Like, yeah. I don't see you in real life. Now I don't see you online. Goodbye. Cut the cord. See you later. Actually see you never. Like, but it's just like in our generation and younger, like unfollowing someone that you know on social media is like cutting the tie. It's yeah, like
for sure.
offensive.
Yeah, it sends you know? A signal for
it
sure.
It sends a signal. And so it's like you kind of have to like, be careful and you have to like think twice about it. Well, I do in my head. I love that this person doesn't. Mm-hmm. I wish.
I know. Envious. Yeah.
I'm envious too.
Wish I could not Good care for about
you.
That.
I'm proud of you, whoever you are.
Me too. Okay, next one. Nails. And I got
like getting them done.
Four submissions about nails. Yeah, yeah. Like my nails, what my nails look like.
Yeah.
Just like period.
Yeah.
I care about my nails.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't get ready like 6 out of 7 days of the week.
Yeah.
Okay. But if my nails look good,
yeah.
then I feel just a tiny bit put together.
Yeah.
But I think like people feel that way with other things. They're like, okay, if yeah. I do my hair, I don't have to wear makeup.
Yeah.
Or if I, you know, just
yeah, eyelashes or yes, whatever.
Or even just yeah. like look put together, like the way you're dressed.
Yeah.
Like you yeah. don't have to care about the other things as much. But
yeah.
I do personally like when my nails
yeah.
look good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, I do too, but I don't care about getting them done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's fair too, because yeah. it's expensive.
It is expensive. Yeah. But I also just get like really bad ingrown like fingernails and toenails. And so I have to be like so careful.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just gotten burned so many times everywhere I go.
By what?
Not like burned, but like burned in the sense of like I always get ingrown fingernails. Oh, okay.
Like what are you getting burned by? The light?
Burning me with the file.
I'm like, I get burned also oh my by gosh. The light every yeah, time. Yeah,
I know. That does hurt actually so bad.
Yeah, it hurts.
But yeah, no, that's a good one.
Yeah.
It's relatable.
Okay. Others' opinions about my marriage.
Oh.
Love that one.
Yeah, great. You shouldn't.
You should never yeah. care.
And
not,
honestly,
not their marriage, not their problem.
Yeah. And if honestly, if people are giving you unsolicited advice about your marriage, like ew, mm-hmm. off with you.
Yeah.
No one knows the full ins and outs of anyone's marriage. So
yeah,
it's hard to judge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Next one. Name brands.
Yep. Don't care.
I don't care either.
No, don't care. Literally shop at Marshall's all the time. Which I guess they carry name brands, but I don't shop there because of that. Because I want yeah. a $14 t-shirt that looks like it's $50.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but you love your Lulu.
I do love my Lulu, but mm-hmm. even then, like if I can find a good Amazon dupe, I will choose the Amazon dupe.
Mm-hmm.
There are a couple things from Lulu that like I have not strayed from, even though I know Target and a brand called Crazy Yoga carry them too. But like, I just think Lulus are superior.
Mm-hmm.
And I get a 15% military discount, so, you know.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But, yeah, aside from that, I do not care. Like, carrying a designer handbag. Okay, I will say, though, if you ever watch Sex and the City, it will make you want designer handbags and shoes.
Really?
And I've never been that way, but I'm like, oh, okay, I can see, like, the appeal. But you also have to live in New York City, so.
I can see the appeal. If I were yeah. really rich,
yeah.
I would want some designer handbags,
yeah.
I will say. But I wouldn't be the person that, like, collects them. I
right.
would want really, like, two really practical
yes,
designer
really,
handbags.
Yeah, yeah. That's so you, Chelsea. I love it. I love it. Just, like, two, like, really solid, practical $5,000 handbags.
Mm-hmm. Is that so mean?
That's so great. I love it, yeah.
Okay, this one's funny. My kids looking clean. I mean,
oh,
honestly.
Interesting.
I'm probably like, I don't know. I want to say like 50-50 on this.
I am too.
Some days I genuinely don't care.
Yeah.
And then it's probably actually depends on the situation.
Where we're going. Yeah. Yes. What we're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I feel like for the most part, I do like my children to look clean. Yeah. But then like sometimes it doesn't matter.
I've ever seen your children not looking clean.
Oh.
Not me bringing my feral children to your house.
You can come over tonight and see Ivy's snot nose.
Poor Ivy.
I know.
Little croup queen.
She's the croup queen.
I would say, okay, this is like ingrained in my brain from my childhood. Okay. But my mom was always like, if you are not clean and dressed cute, like your teachers will not treat you well at school. Oh. And I'm not saying that's true or false. I have no idea. I've never been a teacher. Wouldn't know. But I just think it's like, you know, one of those things that just like sticks with you.
That and you don't think people in general would treat you well?
Yeah. And so like when I'm taking my kids to like the gym daycare or like when Vivi starts going to school, like she will just look put together. Mm-hmm. But when we are at home or like even just like running air, I've brought my kids to the grocery store in their PJs, like mm-hmm. do not care. So yeah, I'm like 50-50 too. Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
Okay. Where am I? Let's see. Oh, Drake and Kendrick beef.
Oh yeah, I don't care.
I don't care either.
Literally two of the most like stupid people. Like don't care.
I mean, whose side are you on?
I mean, neither. I mean, probably, Kendrick well, I don't Lamar. Know. They're both like devil worshipers. So do not, I don't know. I just neither.
Just pick Kendrick Lamar.
Okay,
just
sure.
pick him. Yeah.
I just can't. Great. I just, all I can think about are all those.
Me, I don't care. Pick video, Kendrick.
I know. All those videos of his like concert. I know. With all the creepy stuff. I just can't get over it.
No, I'm anyway. Not like listening to all the diss tracks or anything for sure. But if I had to pick one, which is so funny because I used to be the biggest Drake fan. Did
really?
You know that was like my celebrity man was Drake? No, but not in the past like 8 years.
He gives pedophile vibes now.
I know. Yeah. I know, like too much.
Too much. Honestly, I don't care. I actually really cared about the Machine Gun Kelly and Eminem feud.
Ooh.
And their like diss tracks. That was so fun. Loved that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I can't get on board with the Drake and Kendrick.
Yeah.
Bore.
Yeah. Boring. Okay. Love Island.
Boo. Ew. Well, this was Chelsea like 2 weeks ago.
This was me 2 weeks ago. I will say, if you haven't hopped on the Love Island train, like hop on. It's fun.
Yeah, it's so fun.
You just have to like, I don't know. I had to get past like 4 episodes, yeah, 4 or 5. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, okay, I'm having fun.
Yeah. And that's like not much to get through when there's like 50 episodes a season. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's good. It's quality. But if you don't care about it, like it's fine too.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Sorry. Hopefully you can skip past our Love Island recaps every week.
Yeah. Yeah. I know the people who wrote in that they don't care about pop culture. I'm like, oh, well.
Yeah.
You're skipping half the podcast.
Yeah. It's fine.
Okay. Next one. My husband playing video games. This is something I could not be so opposite from. I am so passionate about video games. Mm. I hate video games.
Okay. I did not know that
and,
about you.
Yes. And I am so grateful always and forever that David does not care to play video games.
Yeah.
Always and forever. I could not be married to a guy who comes home from work and sits his ass down and plays video games until he goes to
bed. Yeah, but that's different than someone when they have like allotted time to play.
It just,
because Vince also is not really a video gamer. Like he never really has been. Like he has an Xbox, but like, mm-hmm. I don't know. He probably plays it like not even once a month.
Well, I had someone explain it to me that like their husband or boyfriend playing video games is like them scrolling on TikTok. Like it's like the mm-hmm. same thing. And she's like, so like, I don't really care that he plays, you know, but for me, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's that I didn't grow up with video games. Like, I don't understand, like, why people love them. I just, it's just me personally. Like, I just don't understand. I don't get it, you know? And so.
And also, you and David hang out every night together.
Yeah.
And, like, even when Vince is home, we don't hang out every night together. Like,
oh, really?
We have some nights we hang out together and other nights we will either both be on our phones or, like, I'll read a book and he'll play a video game or, like, we just don't hang out together every night. So I think that's also different, too, because if you were, like, expecting to hang out with David and then he's, like, oh, sorry, I got a game to catch. Like, what is really annoying, though, is when the husband's playing a video game and the baby is crying and you are doing the dishes. Mm-mm. And the husband is not getting the baby.
Mm-mm. Where That's are the divorce where papers?
I draw the line.
Where are the so divorce papers?
I think it
papers?
Just depends. I think there just has to be boundaries with video games. I can't do the deadbeat video gamers, but mm-hmm. I can definitely do the video gamers if there's boundaries. Also, I play a video game.
Which one?
On my phone, though. Call oh. of Duty.
Call of Duty on the phone?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mobile. Call of Duty mobile.
Okay.
Play it every single day.
With Vince?
No, just by myself.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm like really good. I'm in like the Grand Master category, which is right before the Legendary category, which is the highest category you can be in.
Oh, wow.
The highest ranking.
Yeah, I wouldn't know anything about that.
Yeah. But yeah, but I see where you're coming from.
Yeah. Too. I just don't understand the lure of video games. I don't get it.
Vince also doesn't do like sports, which I'm so grateful for, because like every Sunday, some of my friends' husbands, like no judgment, but they watch sports for like 3 hours. And I'm like, no,
no, that's
boring.
That's the same with David. David, I mean, he played lacrosse in high school.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. But we don't watch, like he doesn't watch sports. And I've also so grateful for that.
Yeah,
the only time we really watched sports was last year. We watched football.
Oh yeah.
Because I cared. It was
makes
me.
Sense. Yeah, we do UFC, which I know you guys do too.
Oh yeah, that's it. UFC.
Yeah, and we will probably do hockey once Utah has their hockey team.
Oh
yeah, it's very, very fun to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway,
okay, let's see next one. Oh, Real Housewives.
Oh, I mean, I don't really care about them either. Like, I've watched seasons and I loved it, mm-hmm. but I just don't think I've like watched enough to really care. Mm-hmm. I think I would really care if I like gave it some devotion, but there are so many seasons.
I am a Real Housewives fanatic.
I know.
Yeah. Orange County just started this week.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Their new season. Nice. Yeah. I love Real Housewives personally, but
yeah,
there are, I mean, I don't watch all of them.
Yeah.
I watch Orange County. I like the new New York. They've only had one season. I watch Beverly Hills and I'm trying to think. Oh, Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
And that's like it.
Which I need to watch Salt Lakes.
You do.
Yeah. Because that's like the most like obviously relatable and closest to me.
Yeah. So
need to watch.
Yeah. No, I love Real Housewives. Okay. Next one. People who try and convince me Diet Coke is bad. Let me have one thing. Let us have one thing.
Have your thing.
Yeah.
I just can't with this whole like diet soda is worse for you than regular soda. Pick your poison and shut up about it. Like, I can't. Like, it's the aspartame. I'm like, I don't care.
Keep your opinions to
don't
yourself.
Don't care. Drink your Diet Coke. Yeah. Live your long,
go
happy
be miserable.
Life.
Yeah.
Like, goodbye.
Goodbye. Yeah. Okay. Got also multiple submissions for this one. Horoscopes and zodiac signs. Yeah, I mean, you either get it or you don't.
Yeah.
You either are intrigued or you're not.
And it's like, I don't know, it just doesn't have to be so deep. Like, yes, I know people that for them it is like everything. Like, I literally know someone who literally wanted to get induced because they did not want to have their baby on a specific day for a to me, that is crazy. That is like, you are playing fire with the universe. Like, let us not be doing
with
this.
With fate. Yeah.
Like, that's bad. Like, that is bad, in my opinion. But I think that it is intriguing. And I think when you, like, read about the science behind it, it is actually, like, there's some, like, good probability that some of it is true. Mm-hmm. And you know what's so funny? The people in my life who, like, don't believe in it and also do not relate with their sign are the most like their sign. Mm-hmm. It's so funny to me. I'm like, okay. But yeah, I like care about it, but not like read my horoscope every day and like mm-hmm. won't be friends with certain signs or like wouldn't date certain. Actually, if I were dating now, I would not date certain signs.
Really?
Actually.
Okay, but let's hear it.
Yeah.
Which ones?
Would not date Aries men, would not date Leo men, would not date Gemini men.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Wait, Leo?
Leo.
So you don't like fire signs?
Nope. Leo
and Gemini.
Aries
is
and
an
Gemini.
Air sign.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Why?
I just feel like the men in my world that are those signs, I either butt heads with the most, just mm-hmm. like they give me the ick. And I'm just I'm like, it's kind of surprising to people that I'm not a fire sign. And so I'm like, and I do think my moon is Gemini. And so I have that, you know, for sure in me. And so I just don't think it meshes well with other fiery
personalities. I can see people thinking you'd be a fire sign. I do, however, think you are a pretty good
Pisces
water sign.
Yeah.
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 Like pretty spot on.
Yeah. I think so too.
Yeah.
But yeah. And anytime I see Capricorn stuff, I just think of you and Vince. I'm like, yeah, checks out.
I know. Why are Vince and I like weirdly similar?
It's like all this gothic shit. Not that you guys are gothic, but it's just like in the fields today, like just like wearing all black.
Remember? I just sent you that TikTok like a week ago that was like the two hardest zodiac signs to be in. It was Capricorn and Pisces. And I was like, oh, well, shit.
Literally Vince and I. Yeah. And you and I. Like, why did we do this podcast together? Oh my gosh. Oh. No, I know. So yeah, I mean, wow, that was a really long spiel. But like, I care, but not like crazy care.
I'm the same. I think it's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. And it's supposed to be fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally. Okay, next one. This is kind of long. Let me read it.
Okay.
Elf on the Shelf. I cannot bring myself to do it. And when it goes... Haley. And when it goes viral on TikTok every year, I'm just confused why people would do that to themselves. And here's my thoughts on Elf on the Shelf. I personally really like Elf on the Shelf. Yeah. I think it's a really fun like Christmas tradition. I didn't have it like when I was younger, but I think it's really fun to do for my kids. And Rowan, just this last year, she was at the age where like she like really liked it. Yeah.
What's
and so
your elf's name?
Jody. David named it Jody. That's a military joke for those who don't know.
In the military.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, the elf is Jody.
And it's a girl?
No, it's a boy.
Oh, it's a boy.
Yeah, of course it's a boy. Anyway, so our elf Jody, Rowan really enjoys. Okay. And so I like doing it because it's so fun and magical for her.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I am not the type of mom that's going to be setting up a big presentation with my elf.
Yep.
The only thing I do with my elf is I move it around the house. So maybe it's in the cupboard or maybe it's in the tree or, but it's such an easy thing for me to do at the end of the day to just set it somewhere
or
else.
Or when your children are eating breakfast and haven't noticed yet. Cause that was me like five times last year.
It's just, it, you can either make it as stressful as you want it to be or like as low maintenance as you want it to be. It just doesn't have to be crazy, but for me personally, like, it's so fun for Rowan that it's fun for me, and I really like it.
Yeah, I think it's so fun. Our elf is a girl. Her name's Ruby.
Mm-hmm.
And a double E, because Vivi's a double E and I'm a double E, so you know, have to be so Utah about it.
Of course.
Ruby with a double E. But she like many times last year so Utah. She last year like sat in the same spot for like 3 days. And I just told Vivi,
totally
I'm like,
fine.
She's really tired.
Yeah.
Like she has been having to watch you like a hawk because you've been a little shit.
Been so bad.
And so she's sleepy. I'm like, whatever. She doesn't care.
No.
Like, I mean,
they
as they get older, honestly, the tradition will probably just die as they get older, to be honest. But like, I could see like me needing to be a little more on top of it to keep the magic alive.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, it was so easy. It was so easy last year. And it's just a fun, like, daily thing to, like, keep us in the spirit. The only thing the elf does differently is on the first day of December, she comes and she brings my kids Christmas jammies. Not the ones they wear on Christmas Eve, but ones to wear in December.
Mm-hmm. I had my elf do that last year, too. She brought books and blankets.
In a book. Yeah, in a book. Oh, that's a
Jody.
The blankets, that's a good idea. Yeah. I was also thinking this year maybe I would do slippers instead because my kids don't have slippers.
Yeah. But yeah, just something fun that the elf brings. But that's it.
Yeah.
You don't have to make it this big extravagant thing. You just don't.
Yeah.
But I get it too. If you don't want to do it, if you don't want one more thing on your plate,
then don't. And it's totally fine.
I do understand though why people are like they feel the pressure to do it.
Yeah.
Because if your kid goes to school and they're the only ones who don't have an elf in their house, like, you know.
What the heck?
I don't know.
Well, that's just when they ruin it for the rest of the kids and they're like, which is fine, I don't really care. But they're like, we don't have an elf. That's not real.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
so I don't know. I get it and I don't get it.
A problem for another day, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. This next one. You guys, I got five submissions for this one.
Oh, no. I already know what this is.
Okay. It's Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good for you.
No. Okay. Here's my thing. I'm to the point where I kind of just want the Eras Tour to end.
Yeah.
And I want the Taylor Swift hype to die.
Yeah.
Because I'm sick of hearing people, I mean, I guess the people who quote unquote hate Taylor Swift and don't care about Taylor Swift, like they're sick of seeing her all over their For You page and they're sick of hearing about her. And I get it. That's probably annoying. Just know it's not always going to be like that. The Eras Tour will end. The hype will die down. Okay. Like I'm just sick of hearing people be like, oh, I hate Taylor Swift. Oh, I don't care about her. It's like, do you know which artists I hate and don't care about? Yeah. No, you don't, because I'm not sitting here saying it all the time. You guys could have literally written in anything you don't care about. You chose to write in Taylor Swift.
I was
going to
say, that's
you
what's
chose
so funny about it is
in.
People say they don't care about her.
They care
but
more
they
than
care.
I care.
Literally, they care more than you care. Because guess what, babies? If you didn't care, she wouldn't be all over your algorithm.
It's just
stop commenting on things. Though, stop putting that out into the universe and it will literally not be on your algorithm.
It's just please, for and those of you who quote unquote don't care, you could have literally written in anything. You wrote in Taylor Swift. Yeah. You took the time to write her name. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, just know the hype is gonna die soon.
And it's not her fault. So.
And wait, I mean, whatever. Yeah. Just whatever. I'm not. I mean, I'm going to talk about Taylor Swift on my podcast because I love Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
I think it's fun.
Yeah.
I'm having a really fun time being a Taylor Swift fan right now. Yeah. And I will continue to have fun being a Taylor Swift fan after the hype dies. So I'm going to talk about it on my podcast. What I'm not going to do is try to convince everyone to love her or care about her. Don't care. If you don't care about her, great. More Eras Tour tickets for me.
Yeah, exactly.
More things for me. I don't care.
Yeah.
Don't like her.
Yeah.
You are the one that decided to write it in. You are the ones who continue to write her name into my podcast so I can sit and talk about her for 10 minutes straight.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And that's all I have to say about it. I'm just like, everyone continues to bring her up to me, but then they want to tell me how much they hate her and how much they don't care. And it's like, okay, well, I'm gonna talk about
it. Yeah, and they're doing a real bad way. They have a real bad way of showing it.
Yeah.
Is all.
I just think it's funny that you
as you sit here and wear your Taylor Swift shirt.
Yeah, I think it's funny that you can write anything in and you choose to write her name.
Yeah, I know. It's so funny.
I mean, I get it. I get that you're seeing her everywhere right now.
Yeah.
Like I've said 50 times, it's not going to be forever.
Yeah.
It's just not. She is, and I hate to say this because I would love her to be even more famous and big, but I mean, I think it's pretty obvious. She's at the peak of her career right now.
Yeah, totally.
And the hype will die down.
Yeah.
It just will.
Yeah.
And that's all I'm going to say about it.
Yeah.
10 minutes later.
Love it. Okay. Love it.
Next one. My kids' screen time. I watched a lot of TV growing up and I turned out fine.
Yeah.
Honestly, my kids watch a lot of TV.
I thought you guys were on a no screen thing for a while.
We were. So this was right after Christmas.
Okay.
And we cut TV like all together.
Yeah.
Like the only time my kids watched TV was when, they watched YouTube. I let my kids watch YouTube when I do their hair.
Okay. Yeah.
So I watch it on my phone while I do their hair. And like that was really it. Like there was no TV. And we did that for like 2 months after Christmas. And my kids got a Tony box for Christmas.
Okay.
And the Tony box really helped. I think we like all ended up getting sick or something and that just like went out the window when we were all sick because I was like, okay, everyone just watch TV.
David leave?
Oh, maybe it was when David left. Yeah. I can't remember.
I don't know. All of that happened so close together though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pretty sure your kids were sick while David was gone.
Yeah. I mean, always. But yeah, we did it for a while and it was great. But right now. I mean, whatever.
I don't know. That would not be great for me. I can't honestly survive as a mother without screen time.
No.
And
neither.
You know what? I'm sorry. I'm just going to say it. I always see all these reels about like, your kid is going to be so behind developmentally if you put them in front of screen. Neither of my kids are behind developmentally. Both of my kids have talked earlier than kids their age. And I owe it all to Miss Rachel. So honestly, just shut up because it's just not true.
I honestly owe Miss Rachel my life.
I do too. And I do think like some TV shows are better than others. Like don't get me wrong. I think there's a good, better, best. But like I seriously grew up watching so much TV.
So did I.
So much TV. And it's fine.
Yeah.
Turned out fine.
And honestly, my kids are not, they really don't watch that much TV right now because it's summer. And the winter, for
so
sure,
much
screen time goes up.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, if like my kids want to sit and watch a movie, I'm going to let them sit and watch a movie. I mean, there should be a balance for sure.
I don't want them all day long
in front of the TV. But if they want to watch TV every day, okay, yeah, fine. I don't know. And watch me next week be like, oh, we're on a no TV streak.
Well, okay, I will say though, sometimes the kids like are going through something developmentally that you are like, I don't know what this like overstimulation is all about, but we are cutting out this screen time because you can tell it's like making their behavior worse. And I do think there are times like that, but I don't think it's like a solid rule that it's always like that. Mm-hmm. I just think it just depends, like just depends on what's going on. Yeah. You know?
Totally.
So yeah, I will defend that till the day I die.
Me too. Okay, next one. I'm a McDonald's mom. I'm fairly healthy except for that. I'm over the moms that look horrified when I tell them my daughter eats their nuggets from time to time. I was told, hope you're okay with killing your child. I'm over these types of moms. This is just so ridiculous.
Surround yourself with better people. I literally don't even care. If a family member told me that, I'd be cutting that person out. I'd be like, bye, never gonna see you again. That is so rude.
I'm literally wondering who would ever say that.
Who would have the balls? See, that's the thing. Nobody would ever have the balls to say that to me, though. Because they know I'd be like, absolutely not. Get out of here. Get out of town.
It's just ridiculous.
You know what? I take my kids to McDonald's probably like once a month. And guess what? They even play in the nasty playground. And get all the germs.
My kids, and you know what? I
sit there and I scroll on my phone and I drink my Diet Coke and I eat my ice cream cone. And sometimes I eat a cheeseburger and I do not care. I do not care. They are fine.
My kids, I would never let them play in the playground.
They love it. They have so much fun, but it's so gross.
Yeah, I'm terrified of the playground, but I could not care less. My kids, whatever they want to eat.
Yeah.
If I can get my kids to eat anything. Yeah. Oh, I'm praising. Yeah. Like, if they would eat chicken nuggets every day of their lives, I would be rolling up to the McDonald's drive-thru every day.
You know who won't eat McDonald's, though?
Who?
Vince.
Why?
He will not.
He is
McDonald's.
Ever
since Super Size Me.
Oh. Well, Vince has really weird eating habits.
Yeah.
Vince doesn't eat beans. Like, yeah, he's weird. True. But here's the thing. I actually won't eat meat from McDonald's, period.
Yeah, but you won't eat meat from a lot of fast food places.
No, yes. They're
not even, you'll do Wendy's, right?
I will do Wendy's chicken nuggets.
Okay, yeah.
Spicy nugs.
Yeah. We love. Why do we not have that right now? DoorDash.
But yeah, no, I like a Wendy's chicken nugget. But yeah, like I won't eat meat from like Taco Bell, McDonald's, Wendy's, like all the basic fast food restaurants. Like anything that I know is going to be heated up in a microwave, it's going to be a no for me.
Yeah.
But like if my kids wanted to eat McDonald's chicken nuggets, like I grew up eating them and didn't die. You know what I mean? I would gladly let them.
They're like, but who cares? About cancer?
I'm like, no, who cares?
Give me a break.
Who cares? Everything is causing cancer.
Everything, the chair you're sitting in right now is causing cancer.
Truly. Yeah. Okay, next one. Hawk to a girl.
I care about this. I think it's hilarious.
You do?
I think it's so funny.
I don't care about Hawk to a girl.
I think it's so funny. Every time I see anything Hawk to a, I literally cringe so hard.
It's so cringe.
Because it's so cringy, but then it also makes me laugh. And I'm just like, how did this girl become like famous now for this? Like what a horrible way to become famous, but also hilarious.
She has 1.something million followers on Instagram.
Good for her.
I know. Like, I personally don't care about Hawk to a girl, but like for her.
I think it's so funny. And I just think like men say like gross, like funny, quote unquote, big, quote unquote, funny, gross things all the time. And it's like whatever, but it's like a girl does it and it's just like such a big deal. But now she has 1.2 million followers. So
yeah,
good for her. Might as well capitalize on that.
Mm-hmm. Might as well.
Yeah.
All right.
That's so funny, though.
Yeah. Keeping Up with the Joneses.
Oh.
I think we talked about this in like, what was it? Summer fashion trends.
Yeah.
I'm like, what episode was that? I'm also not just like the most trendy person, but like, I mean, if everyone's buying a Hydra Jug, like I'm going to buy a Hydra Jug.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It kind of depends on what it is for me.
Yeah, I think so too. I don't know. I feel like living in like Utah culture, it's hard sometimes not to get wrapped up in that mindset.
Yeah.
Like there will be times I catch myself like thinking or doing things that I'm like, wait a minute. Like, yeah, do I really care about that? Spend money on that type of a thing. Mm-hmm. But I think like for the most part, no, I just kind of like go to the beat of my own drum. Don't really care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed. Okay.
Especially if their last name is Jones. Will not be keeping up with them.
Will not.
No.
Okay. Fake friends and drama.
Like, don't care about that?
Yeah.
I don't know what they mean by that. Like, do they not, like, they just don't care about those people and they're like, bye, sayonara, like, don't have tolerance for it?
Probably, yeah.
Or, okay.
I think that's probably what it means.
Or they don't care in the sense of like, oh, if someone's fake or is drama, like, I just don't care. I won't, like, think twice about it.
No, I think it's the other.
The first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. I mean, I think we all need less of that in our lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of in the era of, like, burn the bridge, baby.
You really are.
Burn the bridge.
You really are in your burn the bridge era.
If that bridge is not going to get you anywhere, crash and burn, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't really care either.
Yeah,
I say that, but then like it does live rent free in my head. But yeah.
No, you really are living that era.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Where are we? Oh, ingredients and food. This is kind
of... Okay.
It depends.
I was going to say, this like depends for me. Like, yeah, I'll take my kids to the McDonald's playground. But most of the foods I buy for my house are actually usually like have fewer. I do look for the item that has fewer ingredients. Mostly though, because I think it tastes better. Like for instance, mm-hmm. the cottage cheese that I use, I will only use one brand of cottage cheese and that is Good Culture. And yes, it is $2 more expensive for a tinier thing, but it tastes so much better. And I eat it so much that I'm just like, it's worth it for me. And it's like 3 ingredients instead of literally 10 ingredients. Mm-hmm. And I do genuinely think it tastes better. And I also like homemade a lot of like my things now, like tortillas and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Then when it comes to like fruit snacks, I'm not buying like Annie's fruit snacks that are like $10 for 10 fruit snacks. Like
me either.
I'm not doing that. Yeah. So I don't know. I just think it just depends.
It depends for me too. I honestly never looked at ingredients in food until I started making things like tortillas and bread. Yeah. And now I realize how many added ingredients are in things like
that.
So I feel like it is starting to become more of a care for me slowly, but I really never even used to look or care. Okay, next one. If people have meaningful tattoos, I say get whatever you want.
But only if they're meaningful.
No, they don't. Just get whatever you want. They don't care if the tattoo is meaningful.
Oh, okay.
Just get whatever you want.
I read it as like, if people have meaningful tattoos, then I'm good with you getting whatever you want.
No.
Okay.
No. If people have meaningful tattoos, just get whatever you want.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. That's what she's saying.
Dot, dot, dot.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think that's what she's saying.
Okay. Because I was about to roast you. Whoever wrote that in.
I honestly don't care either. Like, it's the same thing as like whatever you name your kid. It's like you're putting it on your body. Like, that's your tattoo. Like, I don't care. I might judge it from in my brain from afar, but I don't care. I do think, however, it makes your tattoo like that much better and cooler if it has like a meaning to it or a story behind it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's all I'll say. But
yeah,
I mean, whatever, you do you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I literally don't care. Just whatever. I will get some tattoos with meaning and I'll get some probably that I just get on a whim.
Yeah, that you just think are cute or whatever.
I just think are cute. Yeah. I will be probably tattooed for the majority of my body by the time I die.
When's your next one?
Probably after summer. I just like the healing process with the sun and like swimming and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not worth it in the summer.
Yeah. I really, once I'm like for sure done having kids, I will have a full like spinal tattoo, which I'm really excited for. But yeah, I plan on getting things on my arms. Actually, I don't know if I'll get anything on my legs, maybe on my upper thigh, like Taylor Swift. But yeah. I don't know if I see myself getting anything on my legs, but everywhere else, fair game.
Do we go get matching Taylor Swift upper thigh tattoos?
Can we?
We can.
That would be fun.
I would love.
Let's do it.
Okay.
I have a gal.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, next one. Followers / real posting.
Like, she doesn't care how many followers she has, nor probably to post reels.
I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I would guess number of followers.
Okay.
And then
or
maybe
about posting reels
maybe
on
she
her page.
Doesn't want to post reels.
Okay. I mean, hey, fair enough. I don't care about following on my personal page. I care about following on our podcast page.
Yeah.
But I don't care about it on my personal page.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And I think reels are fun. I like went through a
reels are fun.
Like a stage where I was posting a lot, and it was mostly just because it was just like a creative outlet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Reels are fun. They can be like weirdly a lot of work though.
Oh, they know they are.
Yeah.
Especially like matching the music to the video and like the vibe and like making sure if it like has a beat drop that it's like the right timing. Like there's just totally, yeah, there's a lot to it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a talent for sure.
It is.
Okay. Sugarcoating how nice you are to everyone.
What do they mean by this?
Just like you don't have to like sugarcoat how nice you are.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I just feel like I'm like in general like a pretty nice person. Like I don't really feel like I have to fake that.
Mm-hmm.
But I also, I don't know. I feel like there's a, I don't know. I feel like I would love to be like, you never have to like sugarcoat yourself. But I also think like, not always do like opinions, emotions, et cetera, need to be expressed. Like we don't always have to be our fully authentic self, mm-hmm. or else like we might hurt people's feelings. And I think that matters too.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
Yeah, I care a little bit.
And this is coming from someone who's pretty blunt.
Yeah, pretty blunt.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think it matters.
My
for sure,
like
a little bit.
Close inner circle, I really don't sugarcoat much.
Mm-hmm.
But even with them, I still do sometimes because again, I think feelings matter more in most situations, you know? Yeah. But if it's something they really need to hear, then, you know, I don't know. So kind of disagree and agree. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I feel the same. Okay, next one. Sunscreen and sun exposure. I definitely disagree. You need to be caring about your sunscreen and your sun exposure. You need to care.
Okay.
No. You need to care.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I think most skin cancer, et cetera, is genetic. I don't know how much sun exposure, especially natural sun exposure, actually contributes. Like I've read studies, but I'm not totally convinced. However, for me, genetically, I am more prone to getting like melasma. And I think it's so ugly on me. So, like, I wear sunscreen on my face every single day. But I do not wear sunscreen on my whole body every single day.
I think even if sun... I think even if, like, skin cancer... Like, take skin cancer out of the equation.
Okay.
You should care how it ages you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just think you should. I just think you should care.
Maybe you do, but maybe some people don't care.
Sure, of course. I mean, obviously, some people don't.
Because
I just think you should care about the biggest organ on your body.
Yeah, but also, I think there are people that take it to the extreme that they don't understand how healing the sun can also be for you.
Oh, no,
and
for
your
sure.
Body.
No, and I love sun exposure.
Your soul.
No, I love sun exposure.
You know? Yeah.
But I think you should wear sunscreen. I think you should wear SPF.
What about all the chemicals in sunscreen?
You should.
Even
I was,
mineral sunscreen.
I was just
going
to say.
All have
you,
chemicals.
Well, I was just going to say you should do your research on which SPF you're wearing.
But I think all of them, yeah, there's good, better, best. But I still don't think like where, I don't know. I just don't know. Like, I guess it's like weighing the pros and the cons.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just think it's different for everyone.
Okay,
there's
fine.
Not one size fits all.
Okay, fine. Pick your poison.
In my opinion, and this is coming from someone who has a lot of skin cancer in their family, I actually really should wear sunscreen on my full body.
You really should.
Every single day.
I mean, you also tan beautifully.
I do. I do. But yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I get where you're coming from. I'm like 75, yes, wear sunscreen, but I'm also like, I think some people take it to like an extreme.
Okay, well, I'm like 90 wear sunscreen.
Yeah.
10%.
And I also just think there's like times of day that it's like more appropriate.
Oh, sure.
To like
of
wear
course.
Than others, you know?
Yeah, sure, sure.
Yeah.
After five, like,
yeah.
You're probably good.
And like, honestly, the risk of getting sunburned is just not fun. Like in Mexico, I'm going to Mexico next week. I will be wearing sunscreen head to toe all day. Every day.
You
know what I mean? It's like an appropriate setting for that.
You better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anywho. It's tough to get a fight.
Us fighting. Okay, next one. Pop culture / famous people. And a lot of people, like, I kind of grouped this into one, but a lot of people also wrote in, like, Kardashians, Taylor Swift, whatever. Yeah. I mean, if you don't care about it, great. I'm sorry you have to skip 30 minutes of the podcast. Fun. Yeah,
like, it's fun. It's not like I'm like sitting here like every day, like, wonder what this person's up to. Like, literally don't give a shit. But it's like, no, it's fun. It's like fun to like, I don't know, yeah, be a part of these people's life from afar and like, sure, see what they're doing. I love when they train wreck too. It's so great.
Sure. So. It's fun to watch other people's drama.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. It's a good time.
Yeah.
Okay, last one. Going out on a sad banger.
Oh.
Disneyland / Disney World. And I just have one question. Who hurt you?
What happened in your childhood to make you this way?
Who hurt
this
you?
This person did like text me after and we're like, I just think it sounds like a headache to plan a trip. It's so expensive. I don't want to stand like in line with my crying children. Like, I can't remember all the things, but here's the thing. I think that Disneyland and Disney World, especially Disneyland for me personally, are like so nostalgic. Like if you didn't grow up going, or if it doesn't like have a special place in your heart, like, okay, I get it. But also don't like shit on the Disneyland people. Mm-hmm. Like
don't shit on the Disney adults. It's rude.
Like, yeah, just let them be. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I just, the whole like aura of Disneyland, like walking down Main Street, smelling all the smells, getting a churro, getting a pretzel, like it's just so amazing.
Love it.
And I'm just like sad that people don't experience that like I do because I think it's so fun.
Me too. So magical.
And Chelsea and I, we're going to start a GoFundMe so that everyone can pay, help pitch in for us to go to Disneyland together. Okay.
We really want to go to Disneyland together. I just, yeah, we need to figure the timing out.
I know. Yeah, it's gone a little trickier lately.
Yeah, our lives are a little train wrecky right, yeah, now. Yeah. But Disneyland vacation just for you and I, no children, yeah, in the works.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah,
because Haley and I are proud Disney adults.
Oh, yeah.
And yep, that's all we have to say about that. Yeah. I'm sorry you don't love Disneyland.
Yeah, sucks that's for sad. You, to be honest. Just really sucks for you.
Yeah, I'm so sorry for your pain. All right. Yeah. Well, that was the last fun one.
I had so much fun.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a good time. I love to hear all the things that people don't care about.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
Even though I disagreed on some, that's okay.
Yeah.
We can all be friends.
We can all be friends. It's good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, brings us to the end of our episode today. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you're not already, go follow us on Instagram. What the hell are you doing if you're not following us on Instagram?
Seriously.
We're at 2blondes.1pod. Also, go follow us on TikTok.
Oh, yeah. We have like 12 whole followers on TikTok.
12 so beautiful, yeah, perfect followers over there.
Yeah.
Just the most beautiful people follow us on TikTok.
Yeah.
12 of you.
Yeah.
So go follow us on TikTok, 2blondes1pod. Yeah. Thanks for listening. We love you. We'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.